today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, and we will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, the last words Mei V'Shmeinu V'Sulai. We had learnt at the end of the previous shiur, where the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, as he got ill, the Chachamim asked him to report to them some of the different halachas, limudim, that he had heard from his father. And what he taught them was that 180 years before the Churban HaBayis, that's when Rome began its domination, before the Churban HaBayis Sheni, that's when Rome began its domination over Klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Mei V'Shmoinim V'Suloi, was it only 180 years before the Churban HaBayis Sheni that this began? But Tanya Rabbi Yosi B'Rebbe, Rabbi Yosi B'Rebbe taught us in a Braisa, Malchus Pras B'Fnei HaBayis Sholosh V'Abom Shonam. The first 34 years that the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was standing, Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, was under the domination of the Persians. And in fact, as we know, it was the Persians and Kairish, the king of the Persians, who was the one that allowed Klal Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash. After 34 years, Malchus Yovim B'fnei HaBayis, Mei V'Shmoinim Shana. For 180 years before the Churban HaBayis, the Greeks were in control. Malchus Chashmonai, the Chashmonaim, who were Jewish kings, descended from the Kohanim, were then in control for B'nai Bayis Mei V'Sholosh for 103 years. And as the Rishonim point out, and will become clear as we learn the Gemara, they were actually in control for those 103 years, but those 103 years coincide with what we discussed in the previous year when the Romans began their domination. And then after 103 years of the Chashmonai, there was Malchus Beis Hordas for Mei V'Shalosh, the domination of Hordas again together with the Romans for 103 years. Mikan Ve'Elech, from that point on, Sefer Cheshoyv, Kam Shonim Achron Churban HaBayis. Afterwards, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. In other words, what the Gemara is also saying is that the Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. 34 plus 180 plus 103 plus 103 equal 420. Alma, but ask the Gemara, here we're saying that if we combine the time of the Malchus Beis Chashmonai and we combine the time of the Malchus Hordas, we have a total of 206 years. We just learned Vat Amrit, we just had that Rabbi Shmuel reported there was Mei V'Shmoinim Hava, it was 180. So how do we reconcile this two Gemaras? One Gemara says it was 180, and another Gemara says it was 206. Answers the Gemara based on what we learned in the previous year. Ella, Esav Shnit Shonim Kamim Benasai V'Had Yisrael. As we learned in the previous year, the Romans made a deal with the Jews, and the deal that they made was that if the Jews will be governors, then the Romans will be the kings, and if the Jews will be kings, the Romans will be governors. And that deal indeed stood in place for 26 years, v'lishtabdebehu, and they didn't take domination over Klal Yisrael. And that's why those 26 years are not counted by Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi as years of Roman domination. However, after 26 years, Shposhta Malchus Rishal Yisrael, that's when they took total domination over Klal Yisrael. So that's when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi reports how many years they had domination over Klal Yisrael, he says it was 180 years. The reason he says it was 180 years is because it was because out of those 206, 26 they didn't dominate, and for 180 they did dominate. Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Itai Haitana. Now, if we have discussed a number of points, that the Greeks took domination over the base, over the Klal Yisrael 34 years after the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was built. And furthermore, as will become clear in the sugyas that we're about to learn, the dating system that they had in contracts and in Gittin were based on when the Greek Empire began. So if someone is not sure how many years have passed since the Churban HaBayis, if a Tana is not sure how many years have passed, V'lo yada prati kamahava, as we become clear in this Gemara on a number of occasions, when we say that someone is not clear about something that happened, it means that they're unlike, that they're not clear about when, about the tens and the singles of a number, not the thousands and the hundreds. Just to explain, if we are now in the year Tovshin Ayin, 5770, it's unlikely that somebody will not be sure in the thousands or in the hundreds, in the 5,000 part or in the 700 part. Where there's going to be someone who's going to not be certain about something, it's going to be in the 70, or if we were 71, in the singles, in the tens and the units, and the single units. V'layada pratika mahavi, he can't remember exactly how many years there are from the Churban HaBayis. What he should do is, l'shayla l'safra kamiksiv, he should ask the soifrim, who, as we just said a moment ago, used the date from when the Greeks came into power as the dating system for documents. But it's also important to point out, and as we come clearer in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's shir, even though the Greeks, as we just said, were in power for 180 years, the first, which is 380 years, which is 386 years before the Churban HaBayis, we don't count that the Greek system, the Greek were in power for 386 years. They really were only in power for, we count for the dating system, only 380 years. The reason being, because the first 6 years of the Greek Empire, they were only in power over Elam. They did not have total control over the entire world. So even though, again, the Greeks came into power 386 years before the Churban HaBayis, as far as we're concerned, they only came into power 380 years before. So now what this person who wants to know how many years it is after the Churban, L'shayel L'safra Kamiksiv, he should ask the Sofer, who's writing based on the Greek dating system, what year is it? The Nitfil on Esrin Shnin, and he should add 20 years. That means, if, and we're only talking about the last two digits of any number that's being written, and if we're writing, that means if the last two digits would of the cipher would be 15, the last two digits of the Tana should be another 20, which would be 35. And if you follow that system, you'll have a perfect number. The simonach, and how will you remember that the number 20 is the number you're looking for? Because the pasuk, as the pasuk says, that Yaakov Avinu said to Lavin, "Zeli esrim shanim bebeisecha, I was in your home for 20 years." How do we come to this calculation? As we said, the Greek calculation begins 380 years before the Churban. So, if we just wanted to know how many years it is from the Churban, if we just take the number 380 from the date that the cipher is writing, and we deduct that, for example, if the cipher writing that today is 400 years from when the Greek domination began, All we would have to do is take 400 minus 380, and we would know that it's 20 years since the Churban. However, as I said a moment ago, the Tana is not dealing with the hundreds. He's only dealing with the tens and the single units. So he doesn't have to deal with the first digit, the hundreds. He only has to take off 80, and we'll get the same result, because we're not focused on the 400 or the 380 or the 300. We're only focused on the last digits. However, instead of using subtraction of 80, another way of doing it is by adding 20 to the last two digits. So if the cipher is at the year 400 since the domination of the Greeks, he takes away the 4, because again, we're not dealing with the hundreds, so we're only dealing with the two last digits, the 00, and he counts 20, and we know that's 20 years since the Churban HaBayis, and so on. Now says the Gemara the other way around. Itoy Safra. Let's say the Tana remembers how many years there are since the Churban HaBayis, but the Sofer doesn't recall, and he needs to write a document, how many years it is since the Greek Empire was established. So what he should do is just the reverse of what we just did a moment ago. Nishla l'tana kamachoshev. He should ask the Tana how many years it is since the Churban HaBayis. V'nitzmi mena esrim shena, and he should deduct 20 years from that number. U'maskik leik l'chumrei, and he'll know the answer to his question. That means, if he takes off, this is just the reverse of what we just did, if we take 20 off the last two digits of the date that the Tana is using from the Churban HaBayis, will know the last two digits, the cipher will know the last two digits of the number he's supposed to use. And that's all he really needs to know, because as we said before, the first digits, the thousands and the hundreds, are not numbers that he'll forget. So in other words, if the Tana is saying that it's 230 years, for example, since the Churban HaBayis, 230 plus 380 equal 610. But as we're learning, we take off the original digits. So if he's counting 230, take off the 2, and we're left with 30, and we'll take off 10, we'll take off 20 from that number 30, which will leave us 10, which actually represents 610, but we're now focused on the first digit, that's 600, and now we have 10, because those are the last two digits of what the cipher who's writing this document should have had from when the Greek Empire began. Again, he could have accomplished this, although Rav Papa says that the way to do it is that the cipher should subtract 20, and the Tana should add 20, we could have gotten to the same result by the cipher adding 80 or the Tana subtracting 80. Rav Papa preferred to use the number 20 because it's a smaller number and it's easier to work with smaller number than with larger number. It's easier to work with the number 20 than to work with the number 80. V'simonach, and you're simon to remember that you're learning properly, is Safra Betzira, the cipher deducts, and the Tana, Taisva, the Tana adds. The Rishonim explain how do we explain this simon. It's very common, explained the Rishonim, that when a cipher is writing, there are words in the Torah that we don't have all of the, that we have chaser, that are not spelled in their full words. And that's why the Tana prefer, the cipher is very common, would very commonly deduct words. On the other hand, it's quite common that the Tana, who wasn't a cipher, and therefore did not need to be careful that his words should be properly spelled would leave them in their full spelling and not have the chasur. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that the Tanoim would very commonly not just learn the basic text of the Mishnah and the Braisa, but besides learning the basic text of the Mishnah and the Braisa, they would very commonly also learn different Braises and Tosefta's. And because they learn different Braises and Tosefta's, that's why it's common to say that the Tana has a much larger body of information to work with than the cipher who doesn't work with all of these different texts. Continues the Gemara. Tana Bei Eliyahu. We learned in the Braise of Eliyahu. I actually saw two pshatim when the Gemara says Tana Bei Eliyahu. What does the Gemara mean? One pshat that I saw that Tana Bei Eliyahu means that these were Braises that were taught by a Tana whose name was Eliyahu. Another pshat that I saw is that that these were Braises that Eliyahu HaNavi came down from Shemayim when he went up to Shemayim, came back down and taught us these different braises. Says the Gemara Tana Bei Eliyahu, Sheishis Alofim Shana Hava Olam. The world will last for 6,000 years. And as the Rishonim explained this Gemara, the world is very similar to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world Sheish Shimei Breishis, 6 days of creation, and after the Sheish Shimei Breishis, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then had the Shabbos, which is the Yom Menucha, so too, that's how it will be that is very similar to how the world will last. First we'll have the world populated for 6,000 years, and after the world is populated for 6,000 years, in the 7,000th year, V'nizgav Hashem levadoi b'yom ahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, will be left alone will be left in the world alone at that time. So says the Gemara, Sheish Salam Fim Havu Oilam. The world will last for 6,000 years. Shnei Alofim, the first 2,000 years of the world, are considered the years of Toyu, of nothingness. Shnei Alofim, the next 2,000 years, are the years of Torah. And Shnei Alofim, and the last 2,000 years, are the years of Yemais HaMashiach. And there are many Pshatim said in understanding this Gemara. One Pshat that many Rishonim suggest is that, as we're going to learn now in the Gemara, the Torah was given after the first 2,000 years, and that's when the Torah was given. It of course remains with us after those 2,000 years, but it's the last 2,000 years when Mashiach is more likely to come. And as the Mefarshim explained, a basic principle of our faith is that Mashiach could come at any moment, but it's more likely that Mashiach will have come in the earlier part, in the last 2,000 years, than in the earlier 2,000 years. In the earlier 2,000 years, Mashiach would have come only if Klal Yisrael is 100% on the right Madrega. Later on, it doesn't take, it's easier, so to speak, for Mashiach to come. Another pshat, but Torah, the world of Torah continues into the last 2,000 years. But another pshat that I saw is actually that the middle 2,000 years of the existence of the world are the years where there was a greater flourishing and a greater growth of Torah, because those were the years before the terrible tsaros of Klal Yisrael began. And since those were the years before the terrible tsaros of Klal Yisrael began, there was easier for Klal Yisrael to learn Torah. In the last 2,000 years, the times that we have suffered terrible persecution, and therefore it's less likely for Mashiach, it's less Torah learning. But V'seinu Sharabu, however, because we have done Averis, Yotzmehem Asher Yotzmehem, even though we live in the time when Mashiach is supposed to come, because of our terrible Averis, Mashiach has not come. Ask the Gemara, Shnei Alofim Torah Me'emes. When we count the 2,000 years of from when Torah began, from when do we count? If we start counting from Kabbalah's Torah, and heshta leka kulahai, then we won't, then the number won't work. The chmiyantabo, because we start to analyzing, trei alofe prati dahi alfa hudahava. Well, if we'll start analyzing, and Rashi goes into quite a lengthy calculation, we'll discover that the Torah was given only 2,000, not at 2,000 years from when, from Briyas Olam, but actually the Torah was given 2,448 years after Briyas Olam. So it's difficult to understand that when we say that the second 2,000 is the years of Matan Torah, where Matan Torah only took place 448 years into the third millennium. Says the Gemara, we don't start counting from then. Rather, the time to start counting is Me'al Nefesh HaShe'os B'Chorim. Avram Avinu went and started bringing people under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence. And that time, the Gemiri, the Avram Bahi Shat Bachim Shvetate Hava. Avram Avinu at that time was 52 years old. And that was when the world was 19,000, Avram Avinu was born when the world was 1,948 years old. It would add 52 to 1948, that, which is the time where Avram Avinu, as a nefesh ha-she'os b'charon, that was the time that Avram Avinu started being megayer people. It works perfectly. That was at the year 2000. 1948 plus 52. Tosfos goes into a discussion where Tosfos says that the pasuk says Avram ben chamishon v'shimishona b'tseis mecharon, that Avram Avinu was 75 years old, not 52 years old. So Tosfos explains that what happened was Avram Avinu actually went to Eretz Yisrael when he was 52 years old. He took and he started being megayer people. Then he came back to Choron when he was at the age of 70, remained there for 5 years, and then after 5 years went back. And that's what the pasuk means. That's the time that the pasuk refers to when it says Avram ben chamishona v'shim shona, that he was 75 years old. The Farshim go on to explain that the Medrash says that ben chamishim shona Avram Avinu kishikas barai, that Avram Avinu was 50 years old when he recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore they say Avram Avinu was 50 years old when he recognized Hashem, and 2 years after he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when he began trying to influence people to join him in Avodas Hashem. Says the Gemara, Kama Batsum in the Tanit Tana, if we start counting how many years took place from, if we want to know how many years took place from the time of the third millennium beginning to Kabbalah Satayra, as we said before, it was Arba Meis V'Abba Matam Nishin Havin, 448 years. Because as we said before, the Torah was given in the year 2448 year. And if, as we explained before, K'miyant, if we start counting Meshenefesh Os B'Chorin Ad Matan Torah, Arba Meis V'Tam Nishin Havin. Because as we said, the world was 2,000 years old when Avram was 52 years old, and 448 years later is when the Torah was given. Says the Gemara, as we learned before, the last 2,000 years of the existence of the world, those are the 2,000 years in which we are currently, if Toi Tana, V'Layod Aparta Kamahava, if a Tana doesn't know exactly what specific year we're in, and as we said earlier in our shir, he's not going to make a mistake about the thousands and the hundreds of the number. Where he's going to be perhaps possibly confused is in the tens and in the single units. L'shayla l'safer kamaksiv. Again, we ask the cipher what date he's using, and as we said earlier in our shir, the dates that the cipher used were the dates from when the Greeks took over. Now, as we learned before, the Greek domination of the world began 380 years before the Churban Habayis. From the Churban Habayis until the actual, from the Churban Habayis until the year 4000, there were 172 years, because the Churban HaBayis took place in the year 3828. So in other words, we're saying there were 552 years from when the Greek domination began and the counting of the Greek dates until the actual Churban HaBayis, until the actual year 4000. So now, says the Gemara, Elishailas Sofer Kamiksev, we should ask the Sofer what year he's writing from the Greek monarchy, the Nitfale Arba V'tamni, and we should add 48 to that number, Mishkach Lechumra, and then we'll have exactly where we're up to. Because again, we follow the same calculation as we did before. If we said that the Greeks took over 380 years before the Churban HaBayis, and then we add another 172, which is the amount of time that existed between the Churban HaBayis and the year 4000, we come to the number 552. So, when the Tana reaches the number 48, the Sofer is holding by the number 600, again, if we're ignoring the centuries. So, in other words, the Tana is always 48 units ahead of the Sofer. And therefore, for example, if the Sofer is writing year 1, the Tana will count 49. What the Rapapa also could have perhaps done is to say, take off 52 years from the Sofer's count, and we'll get to the same solution. Again, he preferred to use the number 48 because, as the Gemara just teaches us, v'simanach, we have a pasuk that refers to the number 48, because the pasuk in describing the Ari Miklat says there were abon v'shmoina ir, there were 48 Ari Miklat. Continues the Gemara, v'toy safra, and if the Sofer doesn't remember how many years it is since the Malchus Yovan began, but the Tana remembers how many years it is from the Churban HaBayis, or when the year 4000 began, v'toy safra, nishal Tana kametani, he should ask the Tana what year he's counting, v'nitzmenayu abon v'shmoina, he should deduct 48, u'mishkach l'chumra, and we'll get to the same solution. Here, the Tana has to add 48, and the Sofer has to deduct 48. V'simonach, to remember who adds and who subtracts. As we said before, Safra Betzira, it's the Safra that writes, the Sofer that writes the words with the Chosr, with the missing amount. The Tana does the opposite. The Tana writes the words Moli. Continues the Gemara. Just a word of introduction. We know that there's a halacha of Shemitah. Every seventh year is a Shemitah year. Every 50th year is a Yovel year. But a number of calculations need to be taken into consideration. First of all, Klal Yisrael did not begin counting Shemitah until they were in Eretz Yisrael for 15 years. Because the first 14 years they were in Eretz Yisrael, they were first 7 years they were capturing Eretz Yisrael, and for the next 7 years they were inhabiting Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Hamar Afun Vered Yeshua, Hai Man Deloyod Kam B'Shnei B'Shvu Hoimit. A person doesn't know exactly where he stands in the Shemitah cycle. Nitvei chad shata, he should add 1 year. And the reason is as follows. Number one, the Rishonim point out that the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was destroyed in a year that followed a Shemitah. That means it was in the first year of a Shemitah cycle. Furthermore, the years, when we count the years from the Churban HaBayis, the actual year in which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is not counted as year one of the Churban. And the reason being is because we know that the Churban HaBayis took place on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is almost at the end of the year, so that year is not considered a year of Churban, but rather it's considered a year of Binyan. So if we take these 2 points that we just made, we'll understand that that when we start counting years from the Churban HaBayis, year one from Churban Abayis is year two in the counting of the Shemitah cycle. And therefore, Nitvei Chashata, we have to add a year. Now we have to also refer to a machloikis of the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. As I said a moment ago, every 7 years is a Shemitah year, and every 50th year is a Yovel year. But there's a machloikis of the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda how to figure the Yovel year. The Chachamim hold that the Yovel year is not counted as part of the Shemitah years, and therefore year 50 is Yovel, and year 51 we begin a new count of Shemitahs and Yovels. The Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says year 49 is Shemitah, year 50 is Yovel, but year 50 is not only Yovel, but year 50 is also the first year of the new count of the new Shemitah cycle. And as the Rishonim point out, Al Gemara is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So what we should add is, as we just said, Nitfish Chai Shata, we should add 1 year to the years from the Churban Abayis, V'nachshav Klali B'Yovel, and then he should count the general numbers, that means the hundreds in terms of Yovels, or Prate, and the single years we should use for understanding Shvuyeh when Shemitah is. Now, of every 100 years, V'nishkum Mei Trei, from every 100 years, we should take off two, because as we just explained, if we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the cycle is a cycle of 49 plus 49 equal 98. V'nishdei Apriyate, and therefore from every 100 years, we have 2 years that we should add to the specific number. V'nechshevnu l'prati b'shvui, and then we should divide that number into sevens. V'yada kamishana b'shvua, and then he'll know where he is in the cycle. In other words, instead of dividing large numbers, numbers over 100 by 7, what they did was they take the 100 numbers and they divide them down to smaller numbers. So again, let's say we're talking about it's year 520 since the Churban Abayis. So the first thing we have to do, as the Gemara told us before, is add 1. So now we're at 521. If we have 521, so we take the number 500 and we divide that into 500s. Each one of those 500s, we only count for 98 because we have 49 plus 49, which will give us a remainder of all those 5 centuries, those 500 years, 10. We take that number 10 and we add it to the number 21, because as we said a moment ago, we started with 520 plus 1 equal 21. So we have 10 plus 21. So we'll know that we take that number 31, divide it by 7, so 28, with a remainder of 3, and we will know that we are in the third year of a Shemitah cycle. The Simanach, and the way to remember that we always have to take 2 years off every century is because the Pasuk says, Kizeh Shnosayim Harov, Bekerev Oretz. The Pasuk says, Shnosayim. 2 years. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Chanina, Acha Abba Meir L'Churban Abayis, after 400 years from the Churban Abayis, Im Yom Elcha Adam, if someone will tell you, Kach Sada Shava Elef Dinar B'Dinar Echad, buy a field that's worth 1,000 dinar for even for just one dinar, Lo Tikach, don't buy it. Why? Because we have to believe that after 400 years since the Churban Abayis, Klal Yisrael, Mashiach will come, and therefore, it's not a time to buy property in Chutz Laaretz because Mashiach is coming and we're leaving Chutz Laaretz. Another pshat that Ritva gives is that is a time where it was most likely that Mashiach would come. If Mashiach didn't come at that time, it's obvious because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us. And a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us, it's not a time to do business. Another pshat that the Barbanel and many other Mefarshim give is that from that time on, it was most likely that Mashiach would come. And in a time where it's most likely that Mashiach should come, a Jew has to live with the Amunah that Mashiach is coming. Because the Amunah that Mashiach is coming is actually what's going to cause that Mashiach should come. And therefore, a Jew who buys property in Chutz Laaretz is showing that he doesn't believe Mashiach is coming, and therefore it's inappropriate to act that way. However, the Bnei Yisachar says that even though we're saying that we should believe and act according to that belief that Mashiach is coming, certainly we could buy property in Chutz Laaretz to live in. A person has to have where to live. And furthermore, the Bnei Yisachar says that even if a person buys property in Chutz Laaretz, but he takes his house or his properties and he uses those properties to learn Torah in those places, to do mitzvahs in those places, to daven in those places, since the Gemara says, "I seen about the midrash, it's about the kenesoyish shiik for Eretz Yisrael." So buying property in Chutz Laaretz is as if those properties are as if they are in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore one under those circumstances may be property in Chutz Laaretz. However, we learned in a brisa, after 4,231 years from the creation, from the Briyot, im yaymel cha'adam, if somebody will tell you, he says, that's the time when Mashiach is most likely to come. Ask the Ramai B'nayu, how much of a difference is there between these two counts? There's a 3-year differential. The Mesnisan Tafya Tloshani, the brisa adds 3 years to the day, past the date that Rav Chanina gave. Taishas goes on to explain that what is the significance of the number 4,231. He says because the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that Eliyahu said to Rabbi Yehuda that the world will be in existence at least for 85 yovels. And in the last yovel is when Mashiach will come. And therefore, he asked Eliyahu, and then Rabbi Yehuda asked Eliyahu if it's going to come at the beginning or at the end of that yovel. And Eliyahu responded to Rabbi Yehuda that he just doesn't know. So the year 4,200 is when 84 yovels passed. And therefore, says the Gemara, when most of the yovel of the 85th Yovel comes, that's when Mashiach will come. From then on, we have to, as the Gemara says, start really assuming that Mashiach will come. And as our Gemara is saying, the date of the Brisa, which is the date of 4,231, is equivalent to 403 years after the Churban Abayis, because as we said before, the Churban Abayis was 172 years before the year 4000. So 172 plus 231 equal 403. Whereas Rav Chanina gave a date of 400 years. That's why the Gemara is saying that the Brisa has the Golus lasting 3 years past the date of Rav Chanina.